Another 200 was just printed, but Steve Wagner has a problem.
So if you're interested in getting a copy of that, you can see either of us and just can figure out how you can put the devil in all the little books.
Somehow I don't feel, I feel, at least for me, if I'm going to speak about something, I feel it's out of place and to give some kind of a summary of something practical like that, because its application is exclusively dependent upon the determination and desire of the devotees participating. And without the desire, to simply give some form without substance is not the way that I approach things. Mm-hmm. I feel substance has to come first, and form is a natural outgrowth of substance, because that's how Prabhupada started this movement. That's how he expanded Krishna consciousness. So to speak about some form or practical, it's not really, that's not inspiring for me to speak about that right now, I'll be honest with you, because it's out of place. I really feel that if I'm going to speak for a few minutes, I should speak about substance rather than form. And substance goes back to the quote that you pulled out from Prabhupada's Makinibhagavatam, specifically saying that, quoting Prabhupada, saying, I can simply repeat your message, so if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Prabhupada is here expressing deep, utter helplessness and dependence on Krishna's will. It's like the story that is told of how Prabhupada used to go, I think it was, where to, Advaita Acharya's in Shantipur. The Pujari used to sit, before Prabhupada began the movement, Srila Prabhupada used to go there regularly, and he would just sit in the back, and the Pujari would see Prabhupada. This is before ISKCON, before anything. And see Prabhupada just sitting there chanting for a long period of time. And he came a few times, and the Pujari never said anything, never spoke to him. And then there was a long period of time where Prabhupada wasn't there. And then when the Pujari saw Prabhupada again after that long, he approached him. Prabhupada had been sitting there for a very long time, tears, just chanting and chanting, and tears were coming from his eyes. And Pujari asked Srila Prabhupada about, what you're doing, and Prabhupada said, I've been given an order to go to the West, and it was just before Prabhupada left on the Jaladuta. And he said that, I have come here to this very sacred place, and I am simply praying intensely, very deeply, to how I can fulfill this order. And Prabhupada that was his total meditation. That's what he carried with him on the Jaladuta. That's what he carried with him to Commonwealth Pier when he wrote Makinibhagavatam. Prabhupada carried very deep conviction, compassion, and the substance that he brought with him was the desire to fulfill the higher order coming down to him through succession. That in of itself is sufficient, but Prabhupada was also filled with an overwhelming sense of compassion and Krishna consciousness. Not that just he was carrying out an order, although he was carrying out blindly, as we see here, blindly in the sense that he had such firm faith in the order, he had such firm faith in the holy name. But it was not just that he was carrying out an order, because sometimes when we hear, he's just doing it out of duty, it loses its its immediacy, it loses a sense of compassion part if we just think of it as something that's done out of duty, you know, or just like when somebody preaches to somebody, and if you just say, well, I'm just doing this out of duty, then you feel like the other person feels like, you know, well, if that's all you can get out of it, you know, to talk to me, then, you know. It's not, but Prabhupada was carrying more than just a duty to execute the order. He was carrying a deep desire to give Krishna and to make Krishna accessible to others. I said, and that, I said, how can I make them understand? He didn't want them just simply make them understand. He wanted to awaken their faith, Shraddha. And by his own example, he wanted to build that faith from Shraddha all the way to Prema. And when the pure devotee's message enters the heart, as he quotes Bhagavatam, so what does it do? It creates a revolution in the heart of that person, that person actually becomes, he gets darshan. Right? Just like it says in the Bhagavatam, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better one moment of full consciousness, because that will make one search after his ultimate interest. Prabhupada wanted to give that moment of full consciousness to everyone, because when one gets a glimpse of Krishna, then everything else is pale. You know, my dear Vyas, even though a devotee sometimes falls down some or other, he certainly doesn't become a fruitive worker, because anyone who's once tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of Krishna will never be able to forget that ecstasy again and again. Prabhupada was giving darshan with Krishna. That, if you talk about the 60s and 70s, well, I was here in the early 70s, and I can tell you what drove everybody mad to spread Krishna consciousness was the darshan of Krishna that Srila Prabhupada was giving in our hearts. That's what drove us mad. And we became so mad that having once tasted it, we wanted to taste more and more. And what gave us the impetus? Prabhupada's smile. Prabhupada's pleasure gave us the impetus. We knew that by pleasing Prabhupada, we were pleasing Krishna. That's substance. Just like Gurudas Prabhu was just in Odessa festival. I was supposed to be there. I couldn't go there for my health. And I was doing a video broadcast to the devotees in Odessa just a few days ago. We did over the internet. I was speaking to 2,500 devotees, myself and Radhanath Maharaj. And Gurudas was there. And I invited him this year. And I know he tells so many stories. When I was there in Pune, when he and Shama Sundar and Malati were together telling stories, the early days of the sacrifices, the desire to please Prabhupada and the desire to give Krishna to others, because they knew that was pleasing to Prabhupada, they were ready to do anything, make any personal type of sacrifice, because they're driven by that unmotivated desire. No agenda. That purity, that sense of purpose, that sense of mission was inculcated in the hearts of Prabhupada's followers, because Prabhupada wanted so much for us to get that darshan of Krishna so that we would be ready to keep on making those sacrifices and do everything necessary to see Krishna face to face. That's the value of association with a devotee. Therefore, even a moment's association, one moment, can give that person to search after his ultimate interest. And if we lose that sense of urgency, if we become complacent and forget that actually that's our goal. That goal is achieved by pleasing Krishna's pure devotee who has no other desire in his heart than to please the Lord. That's how it's accomplished. No other way. Krishna has already established that his method for purifying this planet, he says, by the dust of the lotus feet of my pure devotees, I desire to purify the entire material world which is situated within me. And thus I follow in the footsteps of my devotees. Krishna says, I follow in the footsteps, taking their dust. That's Prabhupada's mission. That's what he did. He taught us by his example. We saw in Prabhupada somebody who was ready to sacrifice everything. Now, are we prepared to do that, to make people Krishna conscious? We can make all the trappings we want to try to attract people, but where are we going to bring them once we have captured them? Have we accomplished our mission by getting followers? We've not accomplished our mission by getting followers. We've accomplished our mission by giving Krishna consciousness to others and awakening the desire in their hearts to become a pure devotee in this life. That's what Prabhupada's mission is. We cannot change it to something else. So, therefore, in capturing the essence of this verse from Markandeya Bhagavatam, I always, when I read this, I always try to look at the essence of Prabhupada's mood of just how much he is feeling himself helplessly dependent upon Krishna, and therefore because he's feeling so helplessly dependent on Krishna, Krishna is embracing him, Prabhupada, in his arms, and impregnating Prabhupada's words with such a deep sense of desire. When I listen to those lectures in 1966 in New York, Prabhupada is like so animated. So animated, his heart is bubbling. It's like a caring father, just wanting so much. You know, who is he speaking to? But he was speaking about Mother Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj. He's speaking about the cowherd boys. He's speaking about Vrindavan, right from Chaitanya Charitamrita, 1966, bubbling with a desire to make people Krishna conscious. We never experienced anything else in Prabhupada's presence than that bubbling desire to give Krishna. And that's what captured our hearts. And that's what makes us want to make this life successful by doing something to make Prabhupada smile. And if someday we can become so blessed to be able to do that which he wants us to do, then that's the only reason why we live in this world. There's nothing else. That's what I see as the essence of Markandeya Bhagavatam. And because you asked me to speak, I felt it was more essential to emphasize this point than anything else. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think there's anything that there's nothing I can say after that, getting right to the essence of the mission. And that's, thank you.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, by all means.
Two things. Prabhupada said, this movement will become successful around the world. And we have the qualities of devotees who are willing to give their lives for the sake of showing compassion to the fallen condition of souls. That's more or less a summary of what Maharaj just said. Small summary. That's Krishna consciousness. Self-sacrifice brings the mercy of Krishna.
The
other one was, that's the external. The internal one is, you'll show your love for me by how much you cooperate together, push on this movement. You show me your love for me after I'm gone, how much you cooperate together to push on this movement of Krishna consciousness. Internal cooperation, external self-sacrifice. can say so much on that, but I think Maharaj said everything.
I have so much more that can be said. We're limited by time.
All the points that we've been given, and